Okay, so Parshas Truma is all about the Mishkan, the tabernacle. It's about the vessels that were contained in the tabernacle, and it's also about the Mishkan itself, the structure of the Mishkan with the krushim and the chatzar, the courtyard. So the order in which it's related is that first it tells us about the Arayin, in which was contained the luchos, the tablets, and the kruvim, which were above the Arayin. Then it talks about the shulchan, and it talks about the rest of the vessels in the temple. And then only afterwards does it discuss the structure of the Mishkan itself. Why is that? The Ramban explains that the purpose of the entire Mishkan was so that the presence of Hashem should have a physical dwelling place. And that physical dwelling place was right above the Aron, in between the two Kruvim. That's where Hashem spoke to Moshe, from between the two Kruvim. And that is where the presence of Hashem was actually centered. And since the purpose of the entire Mishkan was so that the presence of Hashem would have a dwelling place, and that dwelling place was right above the Aron, the most important vessel and the most important space in the entire Mishkan was right above the Aron. And that's why the Torah first describes the Aron, and then the Shulchan, the rest of the vessels, and only then does it describe the structure itself, which is really secondary in importance to the vessels. Now, in Parshas Vayakhel, when the Torah reviews and talks about when they actually did construct the Mishkan, here in Parshas Truma is Hashem instructing Klal Yisrael to construct the Mishkan. In Parshas Vayakhel, when it talks about the actual construction of the Mishkan, the order is reversed. First it discusses the structure of the Mishkan itself, and then only afterwards it discusses the vessels. That's because in the actual construction of the Mishkan, the structure preceded the vessels. So here, when it talks about the instruction, the command, it relates it in order of importance, and that's why the vessels precede the structure. But in Parshas Vayakhel, where it talks about what happened, the structure was made first, and only afterwards the vessels. So the Ramban connects this to Har Sinai, the consummation of what we call the marriage between Hashem and Klal Yisrael was at Har Sinai. That's when our relationship was established firmly and eternally. And we wanted to preserve, Hashem wanted to preserve that experience. When we heard the voice, we all as a nation heard the voice of Hashem at Har Sinai proclaiming Himself as our God. That voice needed to be preserved. That communication needed to be preserved. And the Ramban says that that communication was preserved in the Mishkan. Above the Aron Kodesh was a continuation of the communication that we experienced at Har Sinai. And it reminds me of the Targum Unklus in Parshas Vayeschanan, where it talks about the revelation at Har Sinai. The pasuk says that we heard a kol gadol v'lo yosaf, a great voice v'lo yosaf. What does v'lo yosaf mean? So, what does it mean? It doesn't
add.
Right, exactly. That's how most of the commentaries explain the word. V'lo yosaf means it was not continued. It didn't happen again. It was a one-time experience, a one-time voice. Unklus, on that pasuk, says it was a great voice, v'lo fisak. In Aramaic, that means it did not cease. The voice did not cease. The total opposite interpretation of the other commentaries. It did not cease. Now, what does that mean, it did not cease? If you go to Har Sinai today, you'll hear a voice. It did cease. What does it mean? So according to this Ramban, we can say that it did not cease, the communication did not cease. That voice was preserved in the Mishkan. When we heard the voice of Hashem at Har Sinai, we also heard the voice of Hashem in the Mishkan, and the Ramban even uses these words. He makes the connection. He says, "Ukimoisha Omar b'matan Torah, min ha'shamayim mishmiyacho es kailoi liyasrekod." Just like it says about Matan Torah, that there we heard the voice of Hashem, the Ramban says, "Kach b'mishkan k'siv, so too in the Mishkan we heard the voice of Hashem." So it sounds like the Ramban is using the Mishkan as a continuation of our communication with Hashem at Har Sinai. And there's a Ravan Cutler even says over there, Velofisak, on Unklus, he says that even today we have the voice. The voice continues even today. Even after we don't have the Mishkan anymore and we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore, we can still hear the voice today. And now the voice is contained within the Torah itself. He says, if we learn the Torah correctly and we listen for the voice of Hashem, we can actually hear it in the Torah itself. It's concealed in the Torah itself. That's what he says. If we study it correctly.